Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, so sorry. Thank you for calling the NEC Helpline. Is this Jessica?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jessica. How's it going today?
It's going good. Thank you.
Good to hear. I just have to confirm a few things before we go forward. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
And did you have a child that was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes, I did.
I'm very, very sorry. And it was necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes. You can pronounce that way easier than I can.
I see. Again, I'm very, very sorry. What injuries has, was it your daughter or son?
It's my daughter.
And what injuries has your daughter sustained?
She suffers from learning disabilities. She had, when she had it, she was had a lot of vomiting, irritable stomach. She had blood in her stool.
I'm so sorry. Let me see, and then I'm just going to write all these down really quick.
Sure.
I'm very, very sorry about that, ma'am. Let me see. So, other serious or long. And
but she was diagnosed with poor neurocognitive development. So she's like delayed in all her learning.
I see. Again, I'm very, very sorry. Thank you for taking
Thank
the time
you.
To speak with me about this. Do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries?
No, you know what? I'm not at home, and I don't have access to it online, but if I can give you her, all her records are at the hospital, and I give you permission to obtain her medical records.
Okay. Thank you for confirming. And what was the date of the injury, or what was the date of the diagnosis of NEC?
She was... It was about 15 days after she was born, or 16, about 16 days, because she started the formula the day after she was born because she wouldn't latch, and she was, they wanted to supplement with formula, and she never did latch, so they just gave her just the formula. She was a preemie, and so she was on the formula for about 15 days before she was diagnosed.
Sheila, okay, just 1 second. So what would you say the date of diagnosis was again?
She was born the 9th, and it was 16 days after the 9th, so
20,
I say
24th?
The 25th?
Oh,
24th? Yeah, about then.
And what was the date? So, 25, what year and month?
2014, January.
Got you. 01-25-2014?
Yes.
Was the date of her diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And was the injured, was your daughter diagnosed with NEC prior to being given the formula or after?
Well, she was diagnosed with it after she was given the formula.
Got you. And again, I'm very, very sorry. How long after being fed the formula? You said it was 15, 16 days?
15 days, yeah. No, it was 15 days, exactly.
And she was at the hospital. Did she ever leave the hospital? Or?
No.
Okay. And I'm very, very sorry about that. Do you know the name of the hospital or facility where she was diagnosed with NEC?
Yeah, it's Valley Medical Center.
And what city?
Santa Clara Valley Medical Center. It's San Jose, California.
Not sure. Is that 761 East Santa Clara Street?
It's actually 751 South Bascom. That was like a clinic. They have a smaller one on Santa Clara Street.
Okay, perfect.
But 751 South Bascom.
You said 751 South Bascom Avenue, San Jose? Sorry.
Yes.
Perfect.
95128.
Sorry if my audio comes off delayed or if it like cuts you off. I'm very sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you.
I'm going to type this address in just 1 second.
Okay.
And then I'm going to read it back to you. Santa Clara Valley Medical Center, 751 South Bascom Avenue, San Jose, California, 95128.
Yes.
And the name of the hospital was Santa Clara Valley Medical Center, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Sorry about that. And what brand of formula was she given?
She was on the Similac Neuro... similar like NeuroSure.
And you will be filing this claim. You are the mother, correct?
Yes, I am.
And your daughter is still alive, correct? She's still with us?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Perfect. And I assume you have caller, or you do have authority to sign on behalf of your daughter?
Yes, I do.
And you and your daughter are both residents of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Got you. And what was the gestational age at birth? So how many weeks pregnant were you when you
she
gave
was
birth?
32.
32 weeks. Thank you for confirming. And did your daughter become diagnosed with NEC while still at the hospital, or did you leave and come back?
No, she was still at the hospital.
And what was her date of birth? You said it was January 9th?
Yes.
January 9th, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 second. So she is 10?
Almost 11.
Almost 11. Okay, cool. Gotcha.
Yep.
10 right now. And can you... So, yeah. And you would be able to provide a birth certificate to the attorneys when they reach out to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Just a copy. Okay, perfect. And did any of your other friends, family, or loved ones ever experience anything like this that you know they were suffering from or need any representation or help on this matter?
You know, not that I'm aware of at this time, but I just found out about this. I was researching it and I found out it, and I called immediately. So I haven't asked any, but I had my daughter late in life. I was a little bit older, so most of my friends had their kids a lot younger. So I don't believe so.
I completely understand. Still, thank you for confirming. Can you confirm your daughter's gender for me, please?
She's a female.
Perfect. And then can you confirm her first, middle, and last name?
Yes, her first name is Emma, E-M-M-A. Her middle name is Renee, R-E-N-E, just one E at the end. And her last name is the same as mine, D as in David, U-L-I-S.
Okay, just 1 second. And then just 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And then I'm very sorry. And then what was the spelling on the last name?
D is in David, U-L-I-S, Dulis.
And then can I have your full first, middle, and last?
Sure. My first name is Jessica. My middle name is Joy. And my last name is Dulis. The same as my daughter's, D-U-L-I-S.
Perfect. And then just 1 second. Oh, so sorry. And then for Emma, can I, do you have her full social by chance for HIPAA?
Yeah, I do. Hold on just a second. I just have to get it out of my phone. I have a picture of it. Hold on just a second.
Just let me know whenever you're ready, and then I'll be here.
Sure.
And then for you, are you single, married, divorced?
I'm single.
Single. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please, as well?
Yes, female.
Perfect. And then whenever you're ready for her date of birth, I mean for her full social.
Sure, okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
It is 394-45-4382.
That was 394-45-4382.
Oh, yes, you got it.
Perfect. And then can I have your date of birth?
Yes, it's February 14th, 1979.
79. Is that Valentine's Day?
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And then can I have, as well, for HIPAA purposes, can I have your social?
Yes, 572-633-7725.
Perfect. And then the primary email I have right now is jessicadulis@408@gmail.com.
It's Jessica J. Doulis at 408 at gmail.com. Or Jessica J. Doulis 408 at gmail.com.
Perfect. Very sorry about that. And then the phone number I have on file is 408-600-6156.
Got it.
And then is this a mobile or home phone?
It's a mobile.
And then can I have your full address, please?
Yes, 461 Indiana Street, just like the state. Woodbridge, California, 95258.
Perfect. I'm just going to read this back to you. 461 Indiana, Indiana Street, Woodbridge, CA, USA, 95258.
Is that it?
Okay. And then can I have, so sorry, I should have to type in your full name. Jessica Joy Doulis, and that's the full name that would appear on the birth certificate?
On my daughter's? Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then these next questions we just have to ask for parent history. Usually it's a no, so very sorry. Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, loss of custody, or anything like that? Usually it's a no, we just have to ask. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then any family history details of abuse?
No.
And then were any of the following issues during the pregnancy, hyperintensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS, anything like that?
Nope.
Perfect. Again, thank you. Just for medical purposes for that one. And then was the child was born premature?
Premature.
That was a yes?
Yes.
Perfect. And thank you for confirming. Very sorry. Mm-hmm. And what state was the child born in?
California.
Perfect. And then your child was your child diagnosed in the NICU and ICU?
Yes.
Yes. And then do you have the admission date and the discharge date, just to the best of your knowledge?
She was in the hospital for 20 days, I believe, after diagnosis. I believe. I'm not. So she was diagnosed on the 20th, what would we say, the 24th or 25th? So 20 days after that. I'm sorry. I don't have any of my papers here with me because I'm out of town right now.
No worries. So the 15th.
So I would probably say, around my birthday, like around the 14th or 15th of February. Yeah.
Perfect. And then what is the full name of the child that appears on the death certificate? Is it just Emma Renee Doulis?
On the death certificate? There's no death certificate.
I'm so sorry. Birth certificate.
It's okay. You scared me there for a minute. No.
Yeah, I'm
it's... It's okay. Her first name is Emma, E-M-M-A. Her middle name is Renee, spelled like the boy Renee, R-E-N-E. And her last name is D-U-L-I-S, Doulis.
And then can I have her birth weight? Birth weight?
She was 4 pounds, 12 ounces.
4 pounds. Grams. Okay, perfect. And then when did you guys start giving her the formula?
The day after she was born. So the 10th?
10th. And then when did you guys stop giving her the formula?
15 days later. So 25th, yeah, 25th.
Perfect. And then when did you first learn of a possible connection between the baby formula and your child receiving the NEC diagnosis?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
When did you first learn of a possible connection between the baby formula and your child receiving an NEC diagnosis?
You know what? I didn't. The doctors are the ones. I had no clue what it was. The doctors are the ones that determined what it was. But she started having symptoms probably not too long after, but it was the bloody stool that got me, that like had me worried. And then they tested her. They gave her X-rays and a blood test. And it came back positive for NEC.
And what was the time between usage and the injury? So how many days in between being used and then being diagnosed?
The first symptom? It was 15 days after she started it.
And was the child...
So she was on 15...
Oops, sorry, go on.
So it was 15 days after the first time she was given it when she was diagnosed. She got the I remember it was exactly 16 days after she was born. I know she started it the day after she was born.
Gotcha. And was the child fed breast milk prior to formula?
No, no, she wouldn't latch or anything. She was too little.
Gotcha.
I wanted to, but...
Sorry?
I wanted to, but it just wasn't happening. She was too little and...
I understand. And was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Probably. She was fed the formula. Yeah.
And did your child have...
Yeah,
any of the following... Got you. And did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based or milk-based formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen, red, or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and or bloody stools?
Yeah, she had like upset stomach. She had the bloody stool. When you touched her tummy, she would get really upset. It was she looked like, you know, when she was so little, but her belly stuck out a lot.
Okay.
Like it was like she had gas, but
jeez.
It wasn't gas.
I understand. I did put swollen red or tender belly, diarrhea and or bloody stools, and green vomit.
Yeah, I, at the time I thought it was just spit up, but you know, I was a first time mom, so
mm-hmm.
It was definitely vomit.
I understand.
She wouldn't hold nothing down.
And I'm very, very sorry. That's just really hard to deal with. Did
Yeah, especially for a first-time mom, and I was so scared.
Yeah, dang. I'm very sorry, ma'am. If I may ask, do you have a copy of the medical records for your daughter?
You know what? I don't, because I'm not. So I just moved to a new area, and I believe all my medical records are in storage, and I'm not even in town right now. I'm out of town visiting family, but I can give you guys I give you guys permission to get her medical records from the hospital. The hospital has all her medical records.
Okay, and then. If I may ask, what treatment or medical procedure did your daughter undergo due to NEC?
She was given nutrients and IV. What else? Hold on real quick. My dog is running at the door. Hold on real quick. I'm sorry. Down. Get down.
You're good.
Can you watch the dog real quick, please, honey?
No worries.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, she was given nutrients through IV, and she was antibiotic therapy, and she was on oxygen. They gave her oxygen.
Gotcha. Assisted ventilation?
Yes.
And then when was she last treated for NEC? Do you remember?
I don't know. I believe it was right before we were discharged. I wish I could tell you exactly. I wish I had all my paperwork in front of me to help me, but I don't want to give you false information, so I can't say.
Got you. And do you remember the doctor's name, the diagnosing doctor?
Yes, it was my pediatrician and my OBGYN. Her name was Jennifer McGollum.
And that was McGollum?
Gull. U-M. McGollum.
M-G-U.
M-C-G-U-L-L-A-M. Jennifer was her first name.
Okay. Dr. Jennifer L. McGollum? Sorry.
No, just there's no L, just Jennifer McGollum. McGullam.
Just one second. And that was McGullam, just to make sure I have it correct.
You got it.
Perfect. And then the facility she was at was?
Santa Clara Valley Medical Center.
Santa Clara Valley. The phone number I have on file is 408-817-1390.
For the hospital?
Yes.
I don't think that might be the number. Actually, I don't think it's the number. Hold on, let me tell you. We did it. I have two numbers. I have 408-885-5000 and then 888-334-1000.
Got you. Okay. So sorry.
Okay.
I think I have a different address, too, from the other one that I've got. For this one, I have 500 Tully Road. For the other one, I have 751 South.
Yeah, the Tully Road is just a sub, like a little sub clinic.
But
That's where she would go for, that's where I went for my prenatal and where she went to see her pediatrician afterwards. But she was actually born at the main hospital, which is on Bascom.
Okay. I'll include all of that in the correct addresses. And then the phone number I have is 408-885-5000.
Yes.
Okay. Just one second. And then, were there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did your daughter experience any swollen abdomen with discoloration?
She did not have any surgery. She didn't need any, thank God. But
that's good.
And she doesn't have no discoloration now.
Gotcha. And do you know the bell staging of NEC the child had, or can you describe the symptoms?
I'm sorry?
Do you know if it was stage one, stage two?
Oh, I have no idea.
You did say you had a bloody stool, correct?
Yes, she did have a bloody stool.
And then was there bloating?
Yes.
Bloating. Okay.
The vomiting, the upset stomach. Bloody stool. She was very colicky and lethargic. Couldn't hold anything down.
And if I may ask, how is the child doing now?
She's good. She's, like I said, she's, like, developmentally delayed. She, she has a learning disability. She has to take, she has, like, a tutor. she has some behavioral issues, but I don't know if, I mean, I don't know if that's one of the symptoms of NEC. Like, she has, she's been diagnosed with, like, ADD or ADHD.
ADD.
ADHD. Yeah.
Okay. No worries. Overall, though, the child is doing a lot better, and she's okay now?
Yeah, she's yeah, medically she's okay. It's just her learning disabilities and her cognitive, you know, delay.
Got you. Which I understand, and I am very, very sorry about that. Let me see. I put some developmental issues, learning issues. Overall, she is healthy, as well as ADD and ADHD. Anything else I can add?
Can't. Yeah, I think she just has other than that, it's just a neurocognitive development delay, you know?
I see. And, okay, perfect. And so for this last part, we do... Let me see. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact that you want to put down, do you live with them or not live with them?
I do not live with them.
And then can I have their name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Yes. Sarah is her first name. S-A-R-A-H. Last name, Mata, M-A-T-A. Relation is she's my sister.
Okay.
And her phone number is 209-770-0724, I think. Let me double check just in case.
And then, do you know her home address as well?
You know what? I don't have it with me. I can ask her for it, but it might take her a minute to get it because she's at work.
Okay. Just one second.
I can get it to you at a later time if possible.
Yeah. Just one second. The worst case, you probably just have to provide it directly to the attorneys, but let me see. Just one second.
I'm sorry?
Okay, so we're fine for now. If the attorneys reach out to you and ask you for her address, just provide it then, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
And I'm going to send you over some documents that they need you to sign. After that, I'll send them over right now. It should be just a link. As soon as you get it, and just click on it. It's going to ask you to agree and continue through a few times, and then when you're on the front page, just let me know.
Okay. That's the document. Okay, I'm opening it.
And then just let me know when you've accessed it.
Do you? I agree. Okay. Yeah, adopt and sign. Okay, so initial. Okay. I press finish.
Cool. And then let me just double check on my end. Awesome. Okay.
Got it?
Yep, I'm going to send you a text message from my personal number, so if you do have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always just text me. Again, I just want to let you know that this call was recorded for quality assurance and attorney purposes. Let me see. If there's anything else. Again, I'm very, very sorry, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. I'm very, very sorry about what happened with your daughter. Again, if you have any questions,
thank you so
you can
much.
Always reach out to me. I'll send you a text. It'll come from a 949 number. But the attorney should reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours. I know the weekend's coming up, so it may take a little bit longer, but they'll reach out to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.